Today on our program, we are talking about Boone Municipal Band. Hey, here we go. The lead, the guy with all, I call him Mr. Excitement for the band. Dancer. How's that?
That sounds good. I like
Chris Druckenmiller's here.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Good to be
and,
here.
And we're going to have Jill Lutz keep us in line.
So that's right.
We'll see, she's here. And we're going to be talking about the season. So rehearsal, for those that don't know, you start rehearsing pretty much, people start coming in, what, end of April?
Yep, last week of April.
And it's like one rehearsal a week.
Yep, it's the scariest rehearsal is the first one, but then I realize how excited everyone is to be back, and then it's easy after that.
And they do kind of know what they're doing, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, it's fun. We don't have to rehearse as intensely as I'm used to.
Okay. Now, I do know that occasionally you get some high school students in mm-hmm. there. Usually, and not just all from Boone, but they can come from anywhere here yep. in Central Iowa. And usually, they're good additions.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you've got some that graduate and move on. And you've got some members that move on to something else. And mm-hmm. But you still have that big core. What's it look like so far this year?
We've got a great group together this year already. It's always funny how the law of balances seems to just work out where we lose a couple people of an instrument and then we get contacted about people who play that instrument that are looking for a band. So
good.
Yeah, works out pretty well.
Fill up that way. Of course, having a few band directors join you
that helps
does
a
not
lot.
Hurt.
Does it, yeah, does we it? Have our own feeder programs. Yeah.
Well, and that's good because they all like to be successful
yep.
too.
So, yep.
So started rehearsals and they've been going pretty well.
Yes. Okay. Very excited. We have a few themes going on.
Which, that's the vibe I wanted to find out
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of the themes that we've been trying out are piano songs written for concert band. Some of them have turned out to be a little harder than I thought they would, but we're working through the ones that we think we can accomplish here. We're playing more movies and musical medleys. And then I kind of got some other themes going on that will present themselves throughout okay. the season.
I mean, those are some of the things that you do. You think of these beforehand, or as
yeah.
you're coming together, you kind of well, what we did last year, and mm-hmm. obviously you visit with band members off
yep.
and on, and
yep.
say, "Have you thought about this?"
Yeah, so we do take advice, or like we'll reflect on the season and what mm-hmm. we think went really well, what we think we want more of, and what people want to hear more of. And I am hearing that,
yep.
and so we are kind of meeting a nice little happy middle there.
All right. Well, we'll go with that. Mm-hmm. Jill has got the complete list of who's doing what, when, well, our concerts. And it is, the season kicks off on the 29th in Herman Park Pavilion. Let's just put it there. The first one, I think, is winter wear is optional as a rule. Sometimes that's a pretty chilly, but it can be warm, too.
Yeah, it can be. And it is on May 29th, so that's fairly late in May. So hopefully, but if it's rainy, then it always feels cold.
Yeah. But we'll still be there.
Yeah, we'll still be there.
You're there,
yes.
Rain or shine.
We'll be there.
That is true. So we do get going on Wednesday, May 29th, 7:30. We play all the Wednesdays in June at 7:30. And on Wednesday, June 19th, we have a kids' concert in cooperation with the Erickson Public Library.
Okay.
And then in July, we skip our Wednesday concert because the 4th of July is on Thursday. So we will play on Thursday, July 4th for that patriotic concert, followed by the City of Boone fireworks. We'll be back on Wednesday the 10th, and then on Saturday, July 13th is our Iowa Municipal Band Festival, and then we finish it out on Wednesday, July 17th.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
It seems long, doesn't it? But by the time you get to the end of it, you go, where did it go?
Ask our audience. It does not. They don't think it seems long enough.
No. Any specials this year? Will you have a big band or anything like that coming up this year?
Yep,
or?
The big band should be there again this year to shake things up in mm-hmm. mid-season.
Okay. So mm-hmm. give a little break for everybody,
yep,
except
yep.
for those that play
and a,
both.
And a little change of tempo, because
yeah.
then it's fun to hear those jazz pieces.
And then we usually have some dancers show up,
mm-hmm.
too, so that's always a fun
We recently moonlighted at a graduation party, and we had high school dancers there, so.
All right.
The music's catchy.
Is it? Well, good. What works out? Jill, one of the big things, of course, we don't, each of the concerts, except for maybe the 4th of July one, that'll be a whole different thing, but Pine Ice Cream. You've got a lot of churches that have already signed up. They're already lined up.
I guess. The Ice Cream Socials, every Wednesday there will be a group there to serve. And we also are continuing that partnership with the Erickson Public Library.
Okay.
So they're going to be at all of our Wednesday concerts. You can sign up for a library card. We will be at their kickoff carnival on Monday, June 3rd. And
You won't be playing.
No, we will probably have like a craft and information for the like schedule. And then I'm very excited.
For fifth graders, pick your instrument.
Get people excited.
And I'm very excited. At the last concert, we have Zoom Squirrel visiting. Ooh. He's a storybook character, and I know that the library gets these characters and these costumes, and oftentimes during the school year, they take them around to all the different elementary schools. So I don't know exactly where he's stopping this summer, but we're told he will stop at our final band concert. So have a guest.
Oh, no.
Word's getting out. We're getting requests.
Now we're coming. Yep. Zoom Squirrels. Yep. That's it. You like that, having groups like the library come and participate.
I think our partnership with the library is one of my favorite things that we've done since I've taken over the baton. Jill's been great with getting our connections with that, and I can't think of a more positive thing to do with our connections in town.
Visit Boone County. They give you gift bags because we always want to know where people are from and how far they come to travel to listen to the band.
We try to, you know, and we try to let them know so many people, if it's 20 or 30 usually, that come from outside the state and even outside the country. There's always
a couple. Yeah,
it's from outside of the country. Some have Boone ties and some don't. Some are just there to enjoy the concert. So we're excited to continue that as well.
All right. So this year, I saw this list. Dale got out of control. I don't know. Municipal band actually expanded it a little this year. Or not the municipal band, but the festival.
The festival
got expanded a little bit. I remember because we talked about this in the past. That, you know, eight is what we've had, eight bands, you know, and that fits right into our style. All of a sudden, we're going nine now.
Since the pandemic, for sure, we've always received more applications than position spots available. So we do, you know, a turn down. We try to rotate who we turn down. And so our 32nd annual Iowa Municipal Band Festival is going to be Saturday, July 13th at Herman Park. And we're going to start with 10 a.m. with the Ames Band. And then the other bands that follow are West Des Moines, Heart of Iowa Band out of Ames, Urbandale Community Adult Band, the new Jolly Germans Band out of Winterset. That's a new one. It's always nice to have a new group after all these years. New Horizons Band out of Des Moines, Marshalltown Municipal Band, Greater Des Moines Community Band, and Boone Municipal Band. So we thought, and we in Boone, the Boone Band plays at 6. So we thought by sneaking another band in at 10 a.m., we could get 9 in and see how that feels and see if it feels like a good day with 9 instead of 8.
That's a long day, though.
Yeah. And some people come for just part of it. Some come all day. Mm-hmm. But it is a long day. But it's a good day of band. And you can hear a lot of different things. And all Central Iowa this time.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. They're all really from around here. And a lot of you see each other play or run into each other at other concerts.
Right. So, and we do.
Let's put it this way. A lot of you play for more than one band.
Yeah.
Correct. And they've even set up the schedule as such. There's a couple of Ames bands here. Some people in the Ames Municipal Band also play in the Heart of Iowa Band. Yeah. So some people will even be playing twice that day. So they kind of keep that into consideration.
So spread them around. You got small groups. We brought those back last year, or had a little more on the small group side for a little break as bands transition. Tear down and another one comes in and sets up. So
right, because the band will perform for 45 minutes and then that 15 minutes they switch out on the stage. So during that 15 minute break, a small group will perform. So at 10:45 we have the Dixieland Jazzers out of Des Moines. At 11:45 and 12:45 we have the Boone Jazz Trio. That's Dave Swenson's group here in Boone. At 1:45 and 2:45, we have Bertrunken Messing out of Des Moines. It's a
Didn't they play last?
Yeah, they came last year.
I think they came last year, too.
And then at 3:45 and 4:45, the Adult Community band out of Urbandale has a swing band as part of their, you know, subgroup. So they will be playing. So yes, we do have those small groups, you know, and those, some of those get to play a couple times, so that's probably beneficial for them. So yeah, we're excited to have that as a part of the festival as well.
That's right. So, yeah, that one, mm-hmm. yeah, they did play last year. But our one of those that kind of really brought a lot of it back would be some former members, mm-hmm. Dave Swenson, yep. Dave Richardson, and Steve O'Brien. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, they've had a couple of different concerts out there, too, yeah. which people should go see. If yep. they,
and
if
I believe they have, they usually do a concert the week after we've finished on a Wednesday.
It's kind of to let people unwind.
Mm-hmm. They kind of take advantage of the fact that we've been there on all those Wednesday nights.
We've had that momentum. We've got that momentum
going.
Come
back
yeah.
for one more Wednesday.
One more.
With the smaller group.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they've had, well, they had a lot of people show up last year for,
yeah,
that came and helped
they're,
them out,
they're
too.
They're amazing.
So let's talk a little bit. You mentioned, obviously, we do have a lot of things you have to work on. Mm-hmm. I did want to ask, because in the past you've commissioned a lot of pieces. Our band has, or received money from Bequest and things mm-hmm. like that to do commission. Have you commissioned any this year? Are you looking at it? Are there still some in the works?
The main municipal band does not have a piece coming up. We just had a piece commissioned for Dave Richardson probably mm-hmm. 2 years
yeah,
ago
that'd be
now.
2 years.
And it was it's an amazing work. We love playing it. But it does take a while to get to that point. So the main band right now is not doing anything like okay. that.
And the festival often does it on anniversary date, so being the 32nd festival, we're not near. We've already passed the 30th, yeah. so I think it will be a little while for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a number of those in the books that, you know, we can pull from to play mm-hmm. throughout the summer. So
I know in the past, because one of the things is getting music for the band, mm-hmm. not inexpensive. You have a pretty extensive library at high school,
correct?
And stuff, but yes. Do you use some of that? Do you go out and buy your own pieces? Because I know people will give money to the band to, mm-hmm. to do that.
Yep. So we have a couple different ways of going about it. One, I am the high school band director, so I do have access to our entire catalog. But what's been nice is that over the 100 years of partnership with the municipal band, that the municipal band will buy a piece but immediately donate it to the high school.
Oh, okay.
Because they utilize some of the school's resources.
Sure.
So it's kind of helping.
Kind of a barter.
Yeah, kind of returning the favor.
Yeah.
So what's really nice is that, like, we have that ability, and so we bought several pieces for a municipal band that if the mood strikes, we could play it in high school. It doesn't sure. always fit, but it's always there if we need it.
I will say, my daughter's a high schooler now, and it's been exciting to hear her play those songs that I've played in municipal band, and I know them. And it was also really exciting and meaningful. She went to an honor band up in Gilbert, and they had Pavilion March on the mm-hmm. first song they played. And I was like, yep. I know that one.
yep,
and now
yep.
she knows it too.
Everybody. And I always get to educate the honor band director about whose town that pavilion
what's it
is
about?
Written for. Yeah.
What is that about? And if you haven't directed and would like to come and direct in our... Occasionally, you do have other people. You will turn the baton over to somebody to let them. Any plans this year? Any guests or anything? Or are you
there
gonna
will
pull?
Be guests, not necessarily guest conductors.
Okay,
but I mean, we always have lots of fun ideas coming along, and we have that ability if we need to, because we do have directors mm-hmm. in the band.
In the band, and I know sometimes you like to just say, I'm going to let you do mm-hmm. this one.
It'd be nice to, like, you know, bring in a piano and play a piano concerto or something, and.
Well, especially since you're doing pieces,
yeah.
pieces written for piano that yep, are being yep. done by the band. That's got to be a challenge.
It would be, yes.
Any Leroy Anderson?
Definitely some
okay.
Leroy Anderson.
I just know that that's
yep,
one of,
that's
your,
still
one
my
of
boy.
Your favorites.
Still my guy, yep.
Yeah. We have to do those. Again, number, for those that wonder, start, again, obviously, we always start with the national anthem, and
yep.
we end up with America the Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we'll have vocalists will help out on
yep.
both occasions there, too. And I know you get some guest vocalists for that on yep. occasion as well, too.
Yep. Surprisingly enough, maybe the band can sing, too.
Yeah.
So a lot of band members will volunteer.
You do. So they do, and they take turns. So.
Yep.
How many selections? I mean, because you got to kind of gauge them.
Yeah.
So some of these music, longer ones, exactly. Take a little time.
Exactly. Like if we were to play the Sound of Music medley, which is amazing, it's like 14 minutes though.
Yeah.
And so that then you have to kind of figure out how much time. But we're usually doing, other than our weekly songs, we're doing 7 to 8 pieces.
Yeah,
usually,
as a rule,
depending on the length of the piece. Yeah.
Yeah. And you going to try to stick in individual groups this year again? Occasionally,
and we are going to have the occasional small group as well. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to just offer a variety, and this is like what I think is really cool about connecting it to the high school is that that's what I want these kids to like grow into, be able to play these small groups after high school without someone directing you, right on top of you, and just to be able to play in a municipal band. Like that's why we like doing this. This is fun. I always tell my kids, it's like, the municipal band kind of misses high school band. So like you guys are lucky being here right now.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some that have been missing it for a few decades. Right. I mean, but they're still coming all the time. Yep. And you got people that travel from a ways to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I especially, I mean, when I moved to town, I needed to meet some new people. And I, you know, I'd heard about the Boone Municipal Band, and I did play in high school and I played in college as well. And it'd been a couple years and I was missing band.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I should go and do that. And it's, you know, turned into decades, I guess, of doing it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you too.
And I mean, you know,
because you were playing before you started.
Right? Yep. And I mean, I've seen 90-year-olds playing piano. So it's like, you can do this your whole life. That's the beauty of it.
It's again, Boone Municipal Band. I'm not even going to ask how many years, because we know DR did the history thing part of it.
He was in the triple digits. 29 years.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah,
correct.
Because that makes it an easy goal of 30.
There we go. But we do know that it's been in existence over 100 years.
Yep.
In one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, the last several years, in the form we're in right now. Obviously, the greatest place in the world to play outdoors is the Pavilion. You have band directors that just envy you. I mean, when you go to the Municipal Band Festival, and I talk to the directors afterwards, and they go, oh, we need to come back.
Yeah,
this is so good.
It's something about that pavilion with the wall in the back.
All right, so we start on the 29th. Obviously, it's one of those things. We hate to tell you this. It doesn't cost you a thing except for a little time on a Wednesday evening.
And a little enthusiasm helps.
You know, we like to have people cheering and clapping.
And you can come and go. I mean, we've seen people come and go on their bicycles.
Absolutely.
Or...
No obligation.
Yep.
I know that when the weather's suitable, nursing homes will bring out people for it too. And you like to have that. And I mean, we've get a lot of different people that'll come out and participate. Not really going on the road anywhere this year, anything? Yeah, staying pretty much all right here?
I think we're pretty local this year, yep.
Okay.
That's not I don't consider that a bad thing.
No, well, it's a break every once in a while.
Yep. Yeah.
It is, too. The Boone Municipal Band will begin its Wednesday series of performances on the 29th of May. Goes until the 17th of July. The only off date, what, is 4th?
The 4th, since that's on a Thursday, we'll...
And you work with the VFW, and they'll do a little meal beforehand.
Yep, historically, that's been exactly what we've done.
We just kind of follow along. Everybody knows, we know Stars and Stripes really
yes.
well. Yeah. I'm going to say, it's fun, and everybody gets going on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it doesn't matter what the weather is, because you're in the shelter of the pavilion, so a lot of people with fans and stuff like that. I'm going to ask, we do on memorabilia and stuff for the Municipal Band Festival, will you be getting some shirts, or what are you going to be doing this year? Do you know? Because that's a whole separate committee that works on that.
Right, and I do think we'll have some shirts, and I know we're kind of refining some of that, if there's a way to do an online ordering or not. So we'll be, in the next month or so, we'll be having some information on that. So.
Okay, and since that is separate, do you also have separate support, financial support, things like that, for businesses that wish to help?
Yes, that would be the case. And although we all work together, we are also, there is some
try to keep that separation there, because otherwise we have a small committee.
Mm-hmm.
That
yep.
on that, so. All right, so, and Dale Schoening kind of heads that up and has for for a while. I think, right? I think he's only the second one to have it.
Yeah, I think that's
as a matter
right.
of fact, after all these.
Yep.
But so we're looking forward to it. You got to find out what the vibe is for each one.
Each concert is going to have its own little sparkle to it. It'll be a really good season.
You like doing that. You like throwing out challenges to
the band, too.
So far, has he given you anything real hard to play, Joe?
He did give us one very hard piece, one of those piano pieces, and perhaps we may back off and not do that one. But you don't know until you try.
We might regroup.
Regroup.
Attack it from a different angle. We'll
see. You look at it. You got enough people that can say, well, we could rewrite some.
Yeah. Well, it might require some of that.
Figure something out, too. That's the upside of having so many people that are interested, mm-hmm. and they just offer ideas.
And they were very graceful in the attempt to play it, and we all understood when we're out of our league.
We try. We try to do our best.
Yep.
All right, folks, again, it's seating, as DR used to say.
Bring your lawn chair.
Bring your lawn chair, everything else, seating limited to the first 5,000. So, and it's standing room only after that. So. No, it's every Wednesday evening, and a great way to spend an evening in Boone at Herman Park Pavilion. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Have a great season, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks.
Again, we've been talking about the Boone Municipal Band beginning their performances on Wednesday the 29th. Public, welcome to attend.